Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to be here this week. And I'm going to jump straight in today. What I want to share with you guys and talk about is the types of energetic connections we have with other people and relationship dynamics, if you will, because once we go through these types of channel connections, which is what we're talking about today, you'll be able to get a more of an understanding around why you have different relationship dynamics with different people. Well, why things feel different in one area and why things feel different in another area. And funny enough, I'm just going to move this video here. Funny enough, what I've noticed within myself and within the collective conditioning as a whole is that when things feel exciting, fun in a certain way, we tend to grip to that and go, I want my relationships to feel like this, you know, all of these relationships to feel like this, or all of things to feel like this all the time. And what we'll explore and see through the energetics of human design and through the channel types that we share with other people is that there's so many different ways that our energy interacts with one another, and that will be experienced in so many different ways. So I'm going to jump straight into explaining what I'm talking about when I'm talking about channel types in regards to interactions with each other. Is that, as you know, in the body graph, we have, you know, channels, we have gates, all those things. And when we're in the room with another human, another person, we've got a third energy in the room. So we've got our auric field, our energy, and then we've got their auric field and their energy. And together we create a third energy in the room. And that's what you'll experience as your interaction with that other person as well. Your energy mixed with their energy. So when it comes to the types of channel interactions I'm talking about, there's four types that I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through compromise channels, dominance channels, friendship channels, and electromagnetic connection channels. And I'm just going to jump into explaining exactly what each one is, and then you'll get the gist as I go along. So the first channel type I want to talk about today is compromise channels. And a compromise channel is, let's just paint the picture. So you've got person A and they've got the entire channel, whatever channel it is. And then you've got person B and that same like channel, they only have one gate. They don't have the entire channel defined. They have one gate defined, whereas the other person has the entire channel defined. Now, this is called a compromise channel because naturally what happens with the energy of both of these people mixing together is that the person with the entire channel, the energy of that individual will constantly be pulling the person with one gate into that entire channel. That's energetically what's going to be going on. So there is a difference between having one gate defined and having the entire channel defined. As you know, well, whether you know or not, in human design, a channel, an entire defined channel in an individual can mean a very different thing to one gate or the other gate. It's when they come together, the meaning is actually evolving. So having a separate gate, having one gate versus one channel, the entire channel is a very different experience of the energy. So naturally what happens with this compromise channel is
as I said, it's like one person kind of gets pulled in and to the other person's energy. And if you give in to that, and what I mean by that is you don't follow that intuitive, like knowing about what you desire for yourself. And it's just like, this is a trial and error process, guys. We learn through our experiences. Oh, that's where I wasn't really being myself. And it's like so much is happening energetically that we, you know, this is going to be common sense in the future that we don't talk with mere words. Words are just a language that we as humans have come up with to communicate with each other and make sense to each other in a verbal sense. But the energetic component of our communication goes so much deeper and is so much more profound and accurate than words. So it's important. It's really cool to see wherever when your relationships where you've got this compromise channel, because I think a lot of the time too, when this dynamic is playing out, it may feel like there's something wrong again because of how we've been conditioned. It may feel like, oh, that doesn't feel right, because a lot of the time too, we aren't actually stepping into who we really are and owning who we really are, because again, we think our needs are wrong and what we want is wrong and all those things. But the gist of it is that this channel is this like relationship is really one of like agreeing to disagree. A lot of the time it can feel like there is a conflict, but really what's happening is energetically there is just a push and pull between both individuals with a compromised channel. So having the understanding of this is so cool, because you stop making it a problem, you stop making it an issue in your relationship. And in fact, you can see it as quite a strength in itself to be able to evolve and, like, you know, be together as individuals in a space and in an energetic field where there is that push-pull going on. So that's the first channel type I wanted to talk about. So in summary, agree to disagree. It's okay if you don't fully understand one another. It's okay if there's misunderstanding. It's okay. It's not really something that needs to be solved or resolved. I feel like in itself, the compromise channel is just, again, an opportunity to celebrate human difference and go, yeah, we're just different with that. That's cool. We have our unique strengths and unique weaknesses with that. And that's exciting. So the next one that I want to talk about is the dominance channel. So a dominance connection between two individuals is one person has the entire channel and the other person doesn't have anything. So they've got completely empty space. There's no gates defined within them, no channel defined within them. So in this energetic relationship, there's naturally going to be a dominance where the person that has the definition of the channel will be, you know, lending that energy to the other individual. They will be experiencing that channel through the other person. So what's really cool to note with the dominance channel is it's such a cool opportunity to learn from one another. And it's also a cool opportunity to recognize again where we're different. And like, so for example, the person with the dominance channel will have a natural, like constant energetic expression, and whether it be like a way of expression or a skill set or a gift or whatever it is, and the other person will be amplifying that. However, it's important for the person with the dominance channel to recognize that this person that's amplifying the energy of this channel, that isn't who they are. It's just what they're experiencing together. So a lot of the time, this is where, you know, the person with the dominance channel will be the natural leader in whatever the channel is that they are expressing with the, you know, that they have. So they're the natural leader in that. So you can learn together, you can share together, you can divide and conquer, you can leave the person with the dominance channel may naturally just do and express and, you know, complete whatever it is, tasks or experiences or communications. They may just do that and experience leading in that, whereas the other person may be more submissive and go, yeah, you've got this, but it may be the other way around. And this is something that you get to learn together, and you get to realize that there's so much opportunity with dominance channels to, again, just get a new understanding of how different and unique we all are. And if, as long as we're not trying to change other people around us to be like, hey, you should be like this too, you know, oh my God, ah, oh, it doesn't feel right to me really, but I guess, you know, this person's doing it well because that's who they are. It's important that we respect, again, difference, and we realize that we are just all coming together to experience the human experience together. So that's a little rundown on the dominance channel. The next channel that I want to talk about, the channel type and connection, is friendship channels or friendship, yeah, connections. So essentially what that is both people, both individuals, I keep going to the sides when I'm explaining this, but both individuals have the same channel. So you both have it. You both have it. It's both constant within you. This is where you'll find stability and, you know, people, you know, oh, they just get me. They get me, you know, that type of experience, understanding, stability, support, but you won't find much challenge within this dynamic. And in fact, what's really interesting about it is you may not even notice it in other people as well, because it's just so constant within you that because it's such a constant thing, it's not something that stands out to you. So it may feel like a likeness, or it may be something you don't even notice about the other person or the other individual because you already have that definition within yourself. So it's not anything different for you to experience. So the benefits to the friendship channel is, again, the support, the understanding, the likeness. So that's, you know, in itself got pros and cons. And then the opposite to that is a lack of challenge, maybe even a little bit of boredom, because it's like you've got the same definition, so there's nothing really different going on. And yeah, again, you may not even realize, you may ignore the similarity because you just don't notice it as well. And yeah, so you could very well stay in similar dynamics together because it's like, oh yeah, this is what, you know, we energetically resonate. So when it comes to like expansion, growth, and challenging yourself, these types of energetic relations and interactions won't be where that's happening. But of course, as you can see, there's still so many awesome benefits to it as well. And then finally, what we have is the electromagnetic connection. So that is what we would call the spark, the pshoom. And usually you can definitely notice this in the beginning when you first, like when you first start interacting with someone or meet someone, it may very well be that the feeling you're getting is the electromagnetic connections of the channels. So in an electromagnetic connection, person one has this side of the gate, this gate. Person two has this gate. And together, their third energy in the room makes an entire channel. That is an electromagnetic connection. So electromagnetic connections are, as I said, it's like, because it's like now there's a feeling of like, you know, that there's a feeling of wholeness when you're together with that electromagnetic connection. There's also an opportunity to learn, because with these gates, they're kind of like opposites or other, you know, they're different from each other. So when you're operating in alignment with who you really are, you're going to, you know, you're going to be seeing the world with open arms, and you're not going to be defensive to difference. However, a lot of us are working through the conditioning of that. So it can also be experienced as other and annoying and frustrating as well. So while it can feel whole and it can feel very explorative and exciting, it can also bring up a lot of, like, again, this is where a lot of like opportunity for like expansion, growth, and therefore challenge and resistance can also come up within us, because we are experiencing the other. We are experiencing something different to what we energetically put off and give off. So it can also bring up resistance as well. And yeah, that's really interesting. And I was so interested to learn about the types of interactions we have on an energetic level like this, because when you understand who around you, like I have all of my like loved ones, I have all of their human design saved because I just love it. And it's actually really cool to know, like, and understand the energetic interactions that are going on. I just find it fun, you know, I just find it fun to go, oh, that's cool. Like, this is an interaction that's happening. Because when you have this understanding, then you won't make things problems that aren't problems. Because you'll be going, oh, that's just a different feeling. That's just how our relationship feels. And also on that, as well. Well, of course, when you're coming back to who you really are and you're breaking through and working through conditioning, there is going to be resistance. And there's also a point, though, where you have to discern where you are on your deconditioning journey of, you know, and you'll know for yourself, you genuinely know when you're coming home to who you really are, because the difference is astronomical from pretending to be somebody you're not and playing out your conditioning versus embracing who you really are. And they'll also reach a point where it actually is totally okay and it's natural that you will not resonate with certain people, that things will not feel like correct anymore. And again, you don't need to make that a problem. That, like, that's how relationships work. There's some things are long term, some things are short term, some things bring up, some relationships make us realize more who we are. Some relationships confuse us as to who we are. So, like, when it comes to understanding the different feeling of a relationship, the priority, as always, is to reconnect your intuition, reconnect your strategy and authority, work, you know, get out of the mind making the decisions and come home to the body, come home to the spirit, come home to who you really are. And you will naturally, with time, it'll just be so much easier to discern, without even looking at a human design chart or anything, what feels right and what doesn't feel right for you. And it's okay either way. And sometimes when something doesn't feel right, it's necessary resistance that you're experiencing because you're right in that moment not being who you really are. And that resistance is there to give you that opportunity to go, wait, I'm not being who I really am right now, and release that conditioning. But then sometimes you're going to feel resistance because that relationship is just not correct for you. And again, this is up to us to discern, and through our own unique journeys and trial and error processes, we will get more and more keyed into the true nature of our own individuality. And yeah, it's so exciting to just go on this journey. And it's not necessarily about the results, but it is at the same time, because as I said, living as someone you're not, as much as it's like, oh, I'm going to get emotional, as much as it's definitely like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, going through the deconditioning process is no walk in the park, because if it was, everybody would just be doing it, wouldn't they? But being absolutely honest with you, only a very small percentage of individuals in this world are ever going to, like, actually face their conditioning, take responsibility for that, and recognize and rebuild and release all the shit and come home to their who they really are. There's only a very small percentage of people that are going to do that, because the space between who you're conditioned to be and who you really are, what's in the middle of that is resistance, is discomfort, is challenge, is uncertainty, is fears coming up and leaning into those fears and facing those fears. And this is something that most people are trying to avoid. Give me the solution. Give me the answer. Give me the magic trick. I am literally guilty of this, and not guilty in the bad sense, because I believe that through those processes, you learn what works for you and what doesn't. There is no mistakes in your trial and error process. But essentially, lots of people are looking for, how can I avoid this period of discomfort, this period of resistance? And there is no way for you to avoid that. That is the process. That is the journey. That is the evolution. And when we can reframe what that means for us and realize that when we're stepping into that and we're leaning into that discomfort and that uncertainty, we are on the path. And sometimes it's hard to know what is resistance, because I'm not being who I really am and I'm like running away. And what is resistance? Because I'm actually, again, I'm ignoring who I am, and I know this is right and this is who I am, but then I've got this ego or concept of self coming through going, nah, you need to bring it back. So on either way, you've kind of got a coin, a flip side of a coin, and there's resistance on both sides. And we're either going to pull ourselves back into the comfort of what we know, which is what most people do, or we're going to open ourselves up to the discomfort where we don't know what's going to happen next. And this is evolution. This is coming home to who you really are. So I hope this was a really cool little video for you guys. I really loved for myself when I was learning about the types of channel connections. And yeah, if it excites you, if you want to take a little further with, you know, your partner, some of your friends, feel free to pop up both of your charts together and go through what I've talked about and go, oh my gosh, this is where you've got, this is where we've got a compromise channel. This is where we've got a dominance channel. This is where we've got friendship channel. And this is where we have electromagnetic channels. It's really cool. It's really fun to look at all that. And just remember though, that the process of realigning back to who you are doesn't happen in those conversations. They're fun. They're exciting. They happen in the action that we take to lean into that resistance and discomfort and unknown and get open and willing to like to unsubscribe from the old patterns and ways that we've previously existed. And through doing that, we release ourselves back. We come home to who we really are. So yeah, thanks a lot, guys. And I'm really excited to get on here again next week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram. Check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform. See what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.